Chapter 2. Peter Quint. That evening, after seeing the man on the tower, I stayed outside for a long time. I walked in the gardens until late, afraid and full of black thoughts. Was there a secret at Bly? A room that people always locked? A relative that no one talked about? It was dark when I came into the house. Mrs. Gross met me at the door, happy to see me. She was so good and kind to me, and I decided not to worry her. So I said nothing about the man on the tower and went to bed. For some days, the man on the tower stayed in my thoughts. Who was he? Where did he come from? How did he get into the house? I found no answers to my questions. Neither Mrs. Gross nor the other servants knew anything about him, I was sure. And so I told myself a story. Perhaps a traveller, interested in old houses, saw Bly, climbed the tower to see the view, and then went away. That explained it. When I was with the children, I forgot all about the man on the tower. Usually a governess is bored with her work after a while. But with Miles and Flora, it was different. Working inside the house, or playing outside in the garden, I always found something new and interesting in those children. But one thing about them was still a mystery. Miles never said anything about his school, or about his teachers and friends there. I was sure now that the school letter was a mistake. Miles was a good child, a happy child. One Sunday, it rained all day, so Mrs. Gross and I decided to go to church in the evening, when the rain stopped. Before we left, I went to get my gloves from the downstairs dining room. They were on a chair by the window. As I picked them up, I had a terrible shock. There was someone outside the window.